If you're interested in attending Catholic worship, come consider the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. We're located just four blocks up from Soldiers Field Road at 43 Holton Street. You can check out our website at stanthonyallston.org. That's stanthonyallston.org. And come to the 10 o'clock Mass and experience our chanted Liturgy of the Eucharist every Sunday. Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified as we are here in the second half of the third week of Lent, and also entering into the second half of Lent. And we ask that we may continue to serve you, that we may grow during this time of Lent in holiness and in service to you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, our reading today comes from Jeremiah, and we're going to see a principle here that you're going to find elsewhere in the teachings of Jesus. And it's going to be kind of an interesting parallel, but we're going to see these teachings here. And remember, by the way, if you notice, I don't read the readings, and there's a reason for that. Number one is time, and number two is copyright. Yes, indeed. So I just want to let you know that that's some of the issues. So what you can do is you can buy your favorite, or you don't even have to buy in some cases, your favorite daily missal, which is like the Magnificat, I believe the Word Among Us, the Daily Word. There's a few of them out there. There's also bound versions, and they will say the daily readings, and they're in the entire 2 years of daily readings. There's also a Sunday version, which is the entire 3 years of Sunday readings, and so you have that. And also, for free, is the internet, bible.usccb.org, to read the readings. We're here in Jeremiah 7, and what you're going to see is the Lord is telling Jeremiah to speak to the people, but then he says, and you'll realize Jesus says something very similar, that because they are stiff-necked, because they are stubborn, they're not going to listen. So he's telling them, this is what they need to do. You want to build a just society, you want to build a strong society, you want to build a holy society, then this is what you need to do, and you will build a society that shows all of the world the power of the living God. And God sends Jeremiah out to speak his words, but in the meantime, he knows, God tells Jeremiah, so he knows, but they're not going to listen to you, and they don't, and they persecute him terribly. He goes through some terrible suffering. He goes through the suffering so poorly, so painfully, that he curses the day he is born. It's a real struggle he goes through, but this is the message. And we see, again, Jesus say, when they ask Jesus, why you speak in parables? He says, because I'll speak and they are not going to listen. And so I'm going to speak and not going to be able to figure out what I say. Obviously, this is an exact translation. And that's why, because they have no interest in figuring out what he has to say. And this is what happens in Jeremiah. So there's that parallel there. But it leads us to realize what I was saying before. Now, how should we be as a country? Now, one of the things that's happening in our country is people are calling everyone to live the Christian life. And those people who are not Christian are angry about it, and other people who are formerly Christian, and there's a term for people who were evangelicals but are not, and it's called ex-evangelicals, and then, of course, there's ex-Catholics, and we all know that, and there's also the term of nuns, people who have no religion, N-O-N-E-S, and we understand that, and part of the reason why people are turned off from religion is there are people saying, this is the way you've got to live, but as you know, my message is always, no, we have to introduce people to Christ. And when we don't do that, then people will not follow Christ because they don't know him. And when we bonk them over the head saying, this is what the Bible says, this doesn't work. And it turns into a major issue. Now, in a way, I actually saw this a couple weeks ago. And that is over the issue of that funeral that happened at St. Patrick's Cathedral. And, you know, I can say this, our competitors down the street on the radio dial, which is, we saw on The World Tonight, EWTN, and they interviewed fine people, but these experts in theology, but they weren't experts in the practical nature of doing a funeral. And so our neighbors down the street didn't end up talking to a priest, or unless they did at a time that I didn't see it, because I don't usually watch our neighbors down the street or listen to them because I do other things. But one of the things that they said is that they had people on who saying that this was a problem and that should not have happened in our cathedral. And I'll tell you more on the other side of the break. And I look at that and saying they're missing the point. Let me talk about that on the other side of the break. So as you know, during this time, I'm very interested in you adding our program to your prayers. It's essential that we pray to the Lord to ask him to guide us into where he wants us, where he wants to lead us in regards to this program. And so this, during this Lent, we're evaluating this. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is to please send a message. First of all, priority. Number one, please pray for the program. What's the number one thing? Well, what if I do something else? No, I want you to pray for the program first. Number one, period. Please. Sorry if it came a little bit harsh. Sorry, he didn't mean it that way. Pray for the program. And number two, send a comment what you think of the show. If you'd like to financially support that, we'd really appreciate it. And the way to financially support the program is you will see a donate tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com or at our website. You will see where you can donate as you scroll down the front of the website. And also, you can send a donation to 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts. But the ultimate thing we need that's most important is your prayers, praying for this program, and your comments. And so if you'd like to talk about how you've been praying and or your comments, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, or you can also see them at the website and where you'll see the donate tab. And we really appreciate all that you can do in regards to that, especially praying for the program. So now, one of the things we were talking about is this understanding of from this reading of seeking to do the Lord's will. So how is it if we're called to be a nation under God, which is part of our Pledge of Allegiance, how do we do that? Well, we can bonk people over the head with the Bible and saying, you better do this. Who was it? Aunt Esther. Remember Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son? We could be like Aunt Esther on Sanford and Son. Or we can be people of prayer and we can introduce other people to pray. I never get into telling people how to live their life if I haven't first led them to pray. Prayer is so important. So I was talking about that mass that happened at the cathedral, and I was talking about our neighbors down the street on the radio dial. And one of the things they had is they had experts who were theologians, but they didn't work in parishes. As a matter of fact, one of the theologians said that he was, you know, he's a theologian. He's in charge of a house of studies. And what happened is he said, well, if I was the pastor, the rector there, or I was the pastor in that parish, we wouldn't have allowed this funeral. Okay. And another priest wrote back, and how many funerals do you actually do, seeing that you're in charge of a house of studies? And, well, you know, the principle is, it happened on Twitter. Well, here's the thing, and this is what's important. What happened is there was a funeral for someone who was transgender and an activist. And an activist not only transgender, but also for sex workers. And this funeral, at the last moment, by the choice of the staff, they really didn't have a full understanding of who this person was. And in doing so, they changed it from a funeral mass to a funeral service, which meant there was no Eucharist. But what happened is the people who were attending the mass, many of them, certainly not all, decided to turn it into a lobbying moment, maybe to the church and also to the world. And so a lot of people are saying this is a terrible thing. This should never have happened. Well, wait a minute. Okay, I can agree with that to a point, but you know what? That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where you step in and you talk about prayer. That's where you want to. Those are the people that you want to preach to because, as one of the guys says, well, no, I would make sure that these were good people who, you know, I forget how he phrased it, and they were part of our parish. Well, then who you want to preach to? You're preaching to the choir. I'm sure I am talking to some people in my audience on radio. Some of them may actually be evangelical ministers or some other members of the Protestant world who would say, what? I would give my right arm to be able to preach to that audience and teach conversion. I bet you that would be the case. And that's the problem. What we see here is you have this concept of people not listening, but then there is the concept that we have to realize is we can't dismiss people. Maybe a situation has been put in front of us, even though we may recognize it and saying, the Lord's saying, this is your opportunity to really hit this one out of the park. And you see that? So that's important. So we're talking about this preaching, and I bet you the right preacher, and hey, if I'm ever in that situation, I'll be more than happy to try it. If I'm ever, you know, the right preacher could hit it out of the park, and I know there are evangelical and Protestant ministers listening who say, yep, I would have given my right arm to be in that opportunity. Do you see that? We're called to preach and do the best we can. Some people will listen to us, some people won't, but we're still called to do it. And isn't that a powerful thing? And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to our parish, 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. Remember, when you're looking for a place to attend Mass, and if you don't already attend Mass at your local parish, come to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We're located at 43 Holton Street in Alston, just a few blocks up from Soldiers Field Road. And you can check us out, come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass, and come to experience our Catholic worship at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts.